fossilized trees, mist trains, and a tipsy ballerina, the sundials of Bayerzeuen. To see Germany's largest collection of sundials, you either have to travel to Munich or to Bad Bayerzeuen. Here you'll find more sundials than anywhere outside of the Deutsches Museum in the Bavarian capital. But to experiment a bit, to learn, or simply to look them over, this is the better place to be. Where else will you find a solar clock made from a fossilized tree? Bad Bayerzeuen can thank Karl Kunertz for making its town center an astronomical marvel. He was a stonemason here in Kirchhofstrasse, with a remarkable enthusiasm for sundials. If you think it's a subject to be treated lightly, think again. Sundials and calendars have been with us from the very beginning of human civilization. The rhythm of days, seasons, and years are determined by the movements of the Earth. It dances like a tipsy ballerina on its not entirely circular orbit around the sun. Our planet speeds up and slows down, all the while wobbling a bit on its axis. This means that only very rarely is it precisely 24 hours between one noontime and the next. In fact, over the course of the year, it can vary by up to 30 minutes. And that means that sundials are quite inappropriate for a society centered on rail travel, for example. A few minutes too late, and you've missed your train. However, the sundials located on the tiny Kurplatz are precision instruments, created specifically for this exact spot. If they were located only a few hundred meters away, they'd tell the wrong time, because the master stonemason Kunertz corrected for the axial spin variation, precisely for this site. You'd never miss a train with these sundials, if there were any trains serving Bad Bayerzeuen. Take a look at the wide variety of ways the sun can mark the passing of time, and just how you can compensate for a slightly tipsy ballerina. Or switch a sundial from daylight savings time to standard time. With a little patience, the sundials of Bayerzeuen can take you on a voyage of discovery to the heart of our solar system.